I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The hell is this?
Almost Sunday, Chiefs and Cowboys. Andy Reid is taking on McCarthy.
Not anymore.
The two teams used to share a home down in Dallas inside the Cotton Bowl. Preston Road, Jerry Jones, and the Huns call it home. There's a trophy to be won. Preston Road, they call it home.
You got to cut in, Dusty.
I'm surprised Binkley didn't bring up the Preston Road trophy.
Well, challenge accepted, Cody.
I am surprised Binkley didn't bring up the Preston Road trophy, because every time Dallas and Kansas City get together, Binkley fires up that Preston Road conversation. The two are neighbors. This is not only Thanksgiving Day, Chiefs and Cowboys Thanksgiving Day now, for those who are just tuning in, it's official. They're playing in Dallas. Woo. The owners of the team are neighbors, and they can exchange trophies back and forth. So, you know, it's a big game. It's a big trophy. It may be the only time Jerry Jones gets a trophy for the rest of his life.
Got to win first.
That's true. You do got to win that thing first, you know. So, 13-0 Kansas City Chiefs going into Dallas on Thanksgiving Day, baby.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
That's right. It is Wednesday, so it's a poll question Wednesday on the Fesco and Dusty poll question, which is, are you or do you like that the Chiefs are playing on Christmas again this year? 146 votes are in. 56.8% say no.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. But the announcement that did come today was that the Chiefs will play week 13 in Dallas on Turkey Day, Thanksgiving, Chiefs at Dallas. If we did another poll question today, do you like the Chiefs are playing on Thanksgiving in Dallas this year? I bet it would be 85% yes. Yep. But currently, do you like the Chiefs are playing on Christmas again this year? The poll question of today on the Wednesday poll, Fesco and Dusty question, no, 56.8%.
Mac and I are against the popular opinion on that.
Yeah,
one,
I think
right?
so.
Yeah. I love the Sunday or the Thanksgiving Christmas night game. I should say what day it is. The Christmas night game, I really like. I wouldn't be like the noon game on Christmas. I really like the Christmas night game. I like the Thanksgiving Day game too.
Love Thanksgiving.
I think it matters too that, you know, whether it's home or away. If that Christmas Day and night game was on the road, I think more people would like it because you don't have to go anywhere, right? You still get to be at home and do your thing.
Yep.
You know, the Thanksgiving Day game being on the road, you ain't got to go to Arrowhead. You can have your Thanksgiving, do your thing, games on, all that kind of stuff. It works perfectly.
And with Thanksgiving, football is kind of already incorporated in that holiday. I don't feel
like Thanksgiving and Christmas now, too. You got to remember that.
Yeah, Christmas, no, will become a tradition, I guess. That is the thing. But I don't have to change my Thanksgiving up, really.
Did people bitch in the NBA about playing Christmas Day games? I ask because I don't know the answer to that, because we don't have a team, you know. But it feels like in basketball, you want to play on
Christmas. Yeah, I was going to say, all the players
day.
Love
opening
playing
day.
On Christmas. Yeah, it is. It's like their big day. Well, yeah. It used to be
their big day.
Was
not
the
anymore.
Last time they played in Dallas, the Hail Mary?
Yeah, I think so.
That was the last time we played down there?
I was at
really?
That game.
Because Mahomes hasn't played in his hometown yet, has he?
No, I didn't even think
other
of that
than Houston.
Yeah.
Somebody
other than
just
Houston.
Texted on the text line and says, this is the first time Mahomes played in Texas since college.
Well, no, played in Houston.
They played
they
Houston.
Did play in Houston.
Because I know the year, because when the I'm calling both games, I think part of that was, well, no.
That would have been the last game of the season, though.
Did they play in Houston?
I remember
Mahomes,
I swear
they had to have, right?
Man, I can't remember. Yeah,
every game hasn't been here with Patrick Mahomes, but I'm trying to think about it. The playoff game was Alex Smith that they won down there.
And they beat him both times in the playoffs obviously.
Yeah, and then the opening night game was here in Kansas City. I mean, maybe he hasn't played down there in his home state of Texas ever. I don't know off the top of my head, because it does feel like every Houston game has been here. The playoff game was here. The opening night game was here. Last year, Houston was here. There had to have been a game in between, though, that we went down to Houston. Had to have been.
Well, because you played the AFC South. I don't know, man. That's interesting.
That would be wild if it is his first game down in Texas.
In 9 years in the league.
Yeah, that's nuts.
You look it up, it's like, yeah, Patrick Mahomes has played in Texas as a professional football player. He played for the Kansas City Chiefs against the Dallas Cowboys in Texas on Thanksgiving Day in 2025. So no, yeah, yeah. So no, that's literally no.
Thanks,
so this
Croc.
Is the first time.
That's yep. crazy.
There you go.
How about that's that?
Odd.
Before we get out of here, some stadium news came out yesterday. Missouri's pushing.
They're attempting.
Go ahead.
So the Missouri House of Representatives had a meeting yesterday in their session, and I was listening to this whole thing for about an hour yesterday before I finally got, all right, I'm out of this one, right? You realize elected officials really don't have much of a clue. And so some guy from Clay County is like trying to get Missouri in the running for the Royals loosely, but I think more so for the Chiefs. And what Missouri House of Representatives voted on yesterday and agreed to, now it has to go to the Senate and pass, and then it will be presented for a vote locally and all that kind of stuff. So there's still a lot to go through, you know, right now for the Royals and the Chiefs to remain, you know, in Missouri as opposed to taking the money in Kansas. And there is a time deadline. I mean, June 30th, as we know, these bonds sunset in the state of Kansas. This free money, as we're calling it in the state of Kansas, sunsets on June 30th. So there is a deadline. I mean, there really is for all of this. We're about 45 days now away from that deadline of the star bond sunsetting. I think we're going to have a solution on the Royals sooner rather than later. I think we'll know sooner rather than later about the Royals. But what the Missouri House of Representatives and this cat from Clay County proposed yesterday was basically putting in you're not going to pay any more taxes per se, but like income tax they want to use, and the 1% earnings tax and some other taxes of whatnot they want to use to pay for half of a new ballpark for the Royals and then renovations to Arrowhead Stadium. I don't know that number right there is going to match up to the number that the state of Kansas is offering right now, which is, you know, star bonds and then the $1 billion that John Sherman is putting in as well. And so I think we're going to see some movement soon when it comes to the Royals. At least I hope so, that we're going to see some movement soon when we come to the Royals. But I was listening to this thing yesterday, and they're talking about keeping the Chiefs in the state of Missouri. And I know, Mac, you were listening as well, because you were a psychopath like I was yesterday, listening to a little bit of this conversation. And there was a representative from St. Charles who proposed moving the Chiefs to St. Charles County in order to keep them in the state of Missouri. I mean, you got some really dopey dopes out there. I mean, this was like Quentin Lucas years ago coming on this radio show and saying the Chiefs should play one game every year in St. Louis, which is one of the dumbest things, you know, that anybody has ever said. Well, we should play one game in St. Louis and own that market. No, we should not. And so then somebody yesterday suggested, well, if we want to keep the Chiefs in Missouri, why don't we move them to St. Charles County, and that way we keep them in the state? So move it to a city that's already lost two professional football franchises. Yeah. People don't understand it's not about the state, it's about the region, and moving 10 minutes across the state line isn't going to affect the region at all, whether the Chiefs or Royals want to do that. That money's still staying in Kansas City. If you were to move the Chiefs to St. Charles, we'd lose everything in Kansas City and have no money coming in. So that's a dumb theory. Heard a lot about that yesterday. Heard a lot about it from the state of Missouri representatives. Why is this such a rush? You guys have had since April 5th of last year, when the vote failed to get something together. And nobody did. And Kansas went to work and got some stuff together and kind of figuring this thing out. So we'll see where this all lays. Good for Missouri to get something done, but they're still, now they've got to go to the Senate and get a vote. And then they would have to have a vote of the people to pass a local sales tax in Clay County, which wouldn't come till November. But at that point in time, the free money is already sunsetted in Kansas. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. Nostalgia may keep the Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium because Clark likes it. But renovating a stadium like that when everybody else has got new, I don't know. We'll see how it all plays out. Hopefully we'll get those decisions here in the next couple of weeks, and we can put this whole thing to bed and start breaking ground or start renovating, whatever. Seriously. We're going to do, you know?
Wait, I'm kidding. By the way, we failed. Text line came through, though, and helped us out. Chiefs Houston did play 2 years ago. It was Mills versus, is that what it was? Mills? Is that his name?
And the Chiefs Davis Mills.
Davis,
yeah.
Mills. The neck guy, right? The guy that has all the, is he the neck guy?
Yeah, he's the huge neck guy.
Neck guy.
Never heard of him.
And it was, it was Chiefs in Houston, 2023. They won in overtime. Jarek McKinnon with the game winning touchdown.
Yeah, I told you, 30-24 against the 1-11.
Super Bowls, everything blends together in success.
Barely beat the 1-11-1 Texans in overtime.
Yeah, all right.
Got it up. When was that?
Damn it.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
1-11-1. The Texans were 1-11-1, and they went to overtime. I just don't remember that.
December 18th, 2022, at Houston. Game went to overtime. Chiefs won. That's from the 316.
No, yeah, I'm looking at it. It's true.
Because Austin 316 says, I just whipped your ass. Attitude era rocks.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.